Two children and two adults were found dead inside a home in Pleasantville, Westchester County Thursday afternoon. There are few details so far as the tight-knit community grapples with the news. Police are saying little about what they found after conducting a welfare check at the home on Romer Avenue. Pleasantville Police Chief Eric Grutzner spoke during a press conference carried by News 12 Thursday evening.
Pleasantville school officials requested the check following the children's absences at their schools. Officers responded and entered the home, where they discovered the bodies of two adults and two children. The causes of death have not yet been determined.
Mayor Peter Shearer also spoke Thursday evening.
As you might imagine, this is a fluid situation and there is very little we can say. But I certainly stand here today representing a community that is reeling under the weight of a tragedy that's occurred in the village of Pleasantville.
The 1.9 square mile village has some 7,300 residents and is home to the Jacob Burns Film Center, a Metro North stop on the Harlem Line, a Pace University campus, and a number of local shops and restaurants. Again, Police Chief Grutzner.
At this point, it's too early in the investigation to determine a cause of death or to label it in any way, shape, or form. We are going through our procedures for crime scene, for handling a crime scene.
He also declined to give ages or names, saying officials needed time to notify family members.
At this time, it appears that they were all members of the same family.
He had requested assistance from the Westchester County Police Department's crime scene and investigations units, which were working at the scene. Police do not believe there is any ongoing threat to public safety. The Journal News reports that the older child attended Bedford Road School, which is a K through 4 elementary school, and the younger child was in preschool. Pleasantville Union Free School District Superintendent Mary Fox Alter.
As you can imagine, our hearts are broken at the news of this incredible tragedy. This is a very small community, and it impacts all of us in this small village.
Schools are open today, and counseling services are available. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.